I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There are so many refugees in Lebanon, Turkey, and Jordan that they've actually changed the demographic of those countries. Most of those countries weren't ready to take the refugees on long term. Global Advance's David Shibley says although churches have been responding to the needs, they're frequently overwhelmed.
We simply need to respond however we can, as best we can. Though we cannot do everything, we can do something. And that's what we are doing, and we are bringing humanitarian relief through the ministry of Alpha Relief. We do that within the context of personal prayer and ministry that is provided by these pastors and others. So it's not simply giving them the humanitarian aid that they need, but also in ministering to their spiritual needs.
But you can be part of the solution. Look for the Help Refugees tab at our website. And Christians are receiving compassion through Alpha Relief, but they're also finding it through Farms International. Farms gives believers microloans to start their own businesses. There's been great results, and clients are giving back to the church.
The whole process of this actually is a great way to disciple people and to show them how faithful God is when they're faithful.
Farms helps countries all across the map, and now they want to add Ecuador to the list.
There's still many families and villages that are in poverty, and the churches have very little financial help because the people are that poor. And we really feel Farms has a real opportunity in Ecuador to help in those villages and in those village churches.
This project will only come to life with your support. Details are at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? We'll get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.